is upon us, so may I help you make love to someone that you want to make love to in terms of the loveliness of the day.
Where are you going with all this?
Love the day. Oh, this is a great, sunny, wonderful, warm day. A great way for you to wrap yourself around yourself. Maybe make love to you. Think about yourself and the things that you want to know about yourself. And do you love yourself? How many people, Kenny, do you love yourself?
Absolutely.
Yeah? You really, you're just saying that?
No, I really do.
Really? Okay. Understanding how to love yourself. You can't love anybody until you love yourself. You know that, Richie, right?
That's right.
No, seriously.
No, I agree.
Loving yourself, you have no ability to love somebody else until you love
yourself. I'm in lust with myself.
Good for you, Rich. Jennifer?
Yes, Dougie.
I think you need to love yourself more.
Probably.
People love you. One of the reasons you have found love difficult is because you don't love yourself.
I'm so loving to everyone. Else.
Yeah, you are.
You didn't know you were going to be analyzed in the first couple of minutes of the program, did you?
I would tell you if he was wrong.
She's in like with herself, Doug, now. They're working on it. It's a slow-moving relationship. She plans to be in love with herself in the next year or so, and it's going to be a more permanent thing.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus will join us in a few minutes with his medical updates for the week. Also, Dr. Joy Brown later in the hour with a focus.
She can help you love yourself.
On dealing with the guys in the workplace who won't stop hitting on you, and yes, loving yourself. I want to touch both of those things. Thank you, Richie. We'll do that with Dr. Joy Brown when she joins us in the next half hour of Good Day. Right now, back to basics. Jennifer has the story of this cannibal in Jamestown.
Cannibals.
Well, it's not necessarily like a cannibal.
Well, but how would you know? Because the story is so old. I mean, it's about old.
The scientists are always studying our first settlements here, American colonists. And Jamestown, obviously, was one of the first places that we came. And they were very harsh conditions. And so scientists revealed yesterday they found archaeological evidence that the earliest American colonists actually survived by turning to cannibalism.
Really?
Yeah. For years, people always talked about how Americans survived eating dogs, cats, rats, mice, snakes, shoe leather even, to stave off starvation. I know. Well, they were starving. I mean, what else
how
are you going
to do? How do you digest shoe leather?
Very slowly.
My God.
It's got to taste like beef jerky, don't you think?
Yeah. What happens when it comes out the other way?
What is shoe leather? Shoe leather is nothing but the hide. Of an animal.
There were written accounts of settlers eating their own dead, but archaeologists had been skeptical of those stories. Now the Smithsonian's National Museum of Natural History and archaeologists from Jamestown announced a discovery of bones of a 14-year-old girl that show clear signs she was cannibalized.
Great.
Why is this making you sad? This is a great story of survival.
It's, you know what it does for me?
Right.
It makes me appreciate what the founding settlers
they did. They went through a
through
lot
to get away from
tyranny
and to start a new country.
So here's the question.
You know, I was born and raised in Maryland, and it was a hard time for me to move to Virginia.
Yeah.
My wife moved from Colombia, South America, to the United States, and I thought that took amazing guts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's nothing compared to what these people
and it also,
did.
You know, this is a story for your kids who are used to growing up with the McDonald's and the Carl's Jr. and the fast food places on the corner.
A lot of that stuff tastes like shoe leather.
Oh.
So there's a
compliment. Now, that's not where I was going. I was going with the fact that food for us is that we just take it for granted.
We do.
You know, this is now, I mean, when you think back to our history, this was not, they couldn't just go through Taco Bell. I mean, they actually had to make these hard decisions. Do you think they wanted to do that? No. But they knew what they had to do to survive. There was a deadly winter known as the starving time from 1609 to 1610, and a lot of people died during that period, and that's when they think this all started, because there was just severe food shortages. But then they escaped tyranny, and now people laugh at the idea that that could ever happen here. Just saying.
We become spoiled, although tyranny,
spoiled.
We have tyranny here in a different way, and how do you throw that off? I was thinking about what you said about the trauma of moving. I've moved across the street.
Right. And that's annoying.
Well,
it's annoying to move across the street. It's annoying to move to an apartment upstairs rather than downstairs.
I'm just reading the accounts of, oh my goodness, I can't even say this on the air. It's so disgusting.
Yeah, let's not do that. All right, enough. We've had that story. We know what the story is behind the story. So let us move on. Here's a better thing for us to consider. The story of a dad who loved his daughter, David Herron, H-E-R-R-O-N, 17-year-old daughter, couldn't afford a prom dress. So he did what any reasonable dad would do, sat down in front of the sewing machine, and he made his daughter a prom dress from scratch. Yahoo is covering this story. I thought this was very, very sweet. Matter of fact, there's a lot of interesting things on Yahoo today, including the number of people who have gone to the Match.com ad for Martha Stewart. You may remember earlier in the week, she did a big deal on Monday, I believe, signing with Match.com so that she put herself out there, and she is flooded with suitors. I would be curious to see what she's considering, if she's considering, and
how
she's
considering. I was watching them try to set up Bob Beckel with her on The Five yesterday.
Really?
Yes. That's a match, huh?
I don't think so. But it is interesting to see who's using it and why they're using it and how they're using it. Is Match.com the number one of all of them?
I would venture to say yes.
Yeah,
I don't know for sure, but it's the biggest probably.
All right, so there's the Martha Stewart update. Kenny's going to update in a little bit our own corner of the world when it comes to social media. Right now, a word or two, and then Dr. Ken has some important medical news for you right here on Good Day.
You wanted it, you got it. Big Easy Click deals are back at Lumber Liquidators Easy Click Flooring Sale. Save up to 48% versus comparable floors at big box stores. Get big coupon savings and save up to 33% off our best laminates. Up to 22% off Easy Click hardwood. Up to 26% off Easy Click vinyl wood plank. Plus special financing. Easy to install, easy to finance, easy to save. It just clicks. Easy Click Flooring Sale is going on now, so get to lumberliquidator.com or your local store today.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and...
How about some music?
Sure. And driving environment. Critical specifications impacting...
Oh, I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including drive and handling at... Never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
Time now for a visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, medical expert here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, with his update. Every week he goes through all of the medical journals, finds out what the government is doing here and maybe what scientists are doing here, there, and everywhere. The discussion, which is prominent this week, has to do with the morning after pill and making it available to youngsters of, I should say, youngsters, because that's what the assumption is, Ken. Can you imagine your daughter? Well, she's, what, 16 and a half? I don't want to put you on the spot here.
Please do.
Okay. If she came to you when she was 13 and said, Dad, I'd like to, or maybe she didn't have to under the rules that were put forth earlier. Jennifer, maybe you have something on this. The morning after pill, as I recall from the story last week, is going to be available pretty much to anybody and everybody.
Well, 15 or over.
But now the government wants to change it, or not the government, the administration wants to change that, and so they're using the FDA to do it. So what really are the issues here as far as the medical, if a young girl, 13, 14, goes on these pills, what happens to her body?
Well, am I going to talk as a doctor or as a father?
Doctor and dad, both.
All right, I'll first talk as a physician. And Teva, the manufacturer of the pill, Plan B, has medical evidence that it's safe in up to age 15 or down to age 15, that it can be used without a prescription. And that's what the FDA is using to back up their recommendation, because there's a judge who wants to make this open to anybody, and the administration first is asking that this judge's order be overturned, and in the meantime, the FDA has approved it down to age 15.
All right, Dad?
But there are risks to this. Well, Dad, call me old-fashioned, but you have to get permission in school to give a kid Tylenol or aspirin, but to go to get Plan B, you don't have to talk to the parents. The parents need to be involved in this.
Yeah, that is the bottom line there. Okay, so let's get to something more medicinal, if you will. The allergy season is upon us. And a lot of I have been reading so much in the last couple of weeks about allergies and certain kinds of allergies and how they affect you sometimes physically, sometimes emotionally and mentally. There are allergies to things that we have never thought of before. Some basic things about food and skin allergies out this week, though, Ken, huh?
This is out of the CDC. It's amazing the dramatic increase in allergies in the young. Listen to these amazing statistics. About 1 in 20 American children have a food allergy. That's a 50% increase from just the late 1990s. You know, when you and I were in elementary school, who had a food allergy? And for eczema and other skin allergies, it's amazing. 1 in 8 children, that's a whopping 69% increase in just a few years. Fortunately, there's been no increase in hay fever or respiratory allergies.
All right, so that's a good thing. But there, the amazing thing about what you can be allergic to and how it can affect you, astounding things. What's the deal with the men who do not get enough sleep? There's an interesting connection.
No, I'm going to turn my headphones off.
No, you need to listen to this because this is you.
Yes, another good reason to get some sleep. This is American Journal of Epidemiology this week. Doug, men who consistently lack sleep have a higher risk of deformed and lower sperm counts than men who are well-rested. Sleep-deprived men also have a higher risk of lower testosterone levels and observable testicular size shrinkage. Men with sleeping problems, we're talking about insomnia, staying awake late, inconsistent sleep, have an almost 30% lower sperm count. Their sperm are more deformed and their testicles are smaller.
If I already have kids, does any of this matter?
Well, depends on whether you want more.
There are other reasons other than having kids.
So what you're saying is it's birth control.
Uh-huh. The manner of speaking.
I will tell you.
We all focus on women in birth control. Yeah. Men, hello.
I'm right on the border. I'm at barely at 6 hours at night. And
I thought you were going to say you were right on the border of...
No.
All right. Do you feel rested when you wake up?
Yeah. If I get a good six and a half hours, I do.
Adults need 7 to 8. But
yeah. I never.
No, that's hard.
Check his testosterone level.
Let's check. Never mind testosterone. Let's check your cholesterol level and figure out how you can benefit from getting the 30-day free trial of Cardiol, Ken.
Well, the leading cause of death in America, Doug, is heart disease. And as a cardiologist, I want to talk about safely managing your cholesterol levels. And one of the factors in your risk of developing heart disease is this cholesterol. And we're always looking for safe, effective ways to help my patients lower their cholesterol. I found one of the best products around. This is all natural Cardiol, because Cardiol is imported from Italy. It's subject to stricter quality control. It's free of contaminants. My patients have had great success with it. Their cholesterols have come down in as little as 30 days.
All right, so here's how it works. By the way, I've been through this. 30-day free trial of Cardiol available. All you do is pay shipping and handling. No strings attached. Not one of those deals where you have to sign up and keep charging. Go to cardiol.net/Ken or call 888-809-6424 for your free 30-day supply of Cardiol for your lower cholesterol. 888-809-6424 or cardiol.net/Ken.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term
long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves the absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Refreshing, rewarding, secure. That sounder, like the sounder for Law and Order, the sounder for 24, there's never anything, I don't know if secure is the word to attach to the sounder from 24, but you knew what you were getting as soon as you heard that sounder. And that's the case, I think, with American Idol, how wonderfully clever the producers were to come up with something this unique from the very beginning. Again, Law and Order is a good example. That bong bong.
They don't do it
from the beginning.
Yeah, you don't have a TV theme song really much anymore.
But there's a certain thing that when you hear it, you know it's identified, in this case, with a television program, and that certainly is the sound from American Idol. We are going through the four finalists. One of them will be eliminated tonight. Angie Miller, Amber Holcomb, there's Candace Glover and Cree Harrison. Let's see if we can get the second round from last night, a bit from each one of them, starting with Angie Miller, who sings Someone to Watch Over Me.
Who's lost in the woods? I know I could always be good to one more.
It's a neat, traditional, big ballad. The judges didn't love the arrangement. That's not really her fault, is it?
Well, they have a lot to do with the arrangement.
But the judges or the singers?
The singers.
Do they? Okay.
Yeah.
They did love her performance, though, so she presented herself well the second time around last night. Moving on to contestant Amber Holcomb singing another traditional romantic ballad, My Funny Valentine, for her second song. Is that right?
Angie's the favorite at this point. And I think Candace is the one who goes
tonight.
And Amber and Cree run a close second.
Wow, she was so emotional about this song. She cried after a performance. The judges really liked her, Amber Holcomb. Candace Glover, the person we all think is going to move off stage tonight. You've changed, is this song? Second song. There's nothing special here. It's just a lot of...
I don't know. I think she's pretty good.
Yeah. She's got a voice.
I don't hear emotion. I hear noise when I hear her sing.
I will tell you, they all have amazing voices.
But the judges liked her a lot. They liked this performance,
I
too.
I like this one the best of, this, yeah. of really? All we've heard so far.
Yeah, not me. All right, another traditional song, Cree Harrison, finishing off the second round with all four, singing Stormy Weather.
They'll like her the best. I really do.
She's got a great voice.
Who, Cree?
Yeah.
But she says Angie's the whole package, though. Jennifer.
Yeah, because she plays an instrument. I get it. But I still like her.
All right. Making love to the audience so she can get your votes. That's how it all works. So the voting will be tonight. Tomorrow we'll figure out who doesn't make it on this year's American Idol. This is the Daily Doug Steffen Good Day program at 28 after the hour.
Suddenly, it's Saturday afternoon all over again. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
Are you still there? A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty Hi-Yo Silver. The Lone Ranger.
Everyone knows that classic TV opening, and if you're lucky enough to be old enough, you remember lying on your living room floor, chin in your hands, watching Clayton Moore and Jay Silverheels battle bad guys every Saturday afternoon. The Lone Ranger is one of 14 classic Western series included in a new DVD set, Howdy Kids, a Saturday afternoon Western roundup. Besides The Lone Ranger, no collection would be complete without...
The Roy Rogers Show, starring Roy Rogers, King of the Cowboys, Trigger, his golden Palomino, and Dale Evans, Queen of the West.
And then there were some classic Western heroes I hadn't even thought about in decades.
Out of the clear blue of the Western sky comes Sky King.
Remember Sky King flying his Cessna over the desert in search of villains? And how about the guy who seemed to love the snow almost as much as he loved his dog?
Sergeant Preston of the Northwest Mounted Police with Yukon King. Swiftest and strongest lead dog breaking the trail in the relentless pursuit of lawbreakers in the wild days of the Yukon.
You know, there are those who insist the 1960s feminist movement was partly inspired by the Saturday Western that featured a heroine who could do it all without apology.
Bullseye!
With the Cisco Kid, the first TV series filmed in color, it was also the first to feature two Hispanic characters, Cisco and his sidekick Pancho. The Howdy Kids collection is on sale now. I'm Bill Newcott.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Plus, order today and you're automatically entered for a chance to win an amazing trip for mom. 3 lucky grand prize winners and a guest will be whisked away to your choice of Paris, Napa, or St. Thomas. Just go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. 100 colorful blooms for mom, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase for only $19.99. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday, and if you order this week, you're entered for a chance to win a trip for mom to an incredible destination. The only way to get this amazing deal and be entered to win the trip of a lifetime is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or over. Restrictions apply. See rules and website for details.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Stephen, good day. Program is Thursday, the 2nd of May. Dr. Joy Brown will join us in a few moments to talk about what happens with guys at the workplace who will not stop hitting on women who do not want to have their attention. What do you do, especially if it's the boss? Ooh, ugh, creepy. And then, because we've been talking about loving yourself this morning, talking about how to find love. If you don't love yourself, will you be able to love somebody else? So we'll see what Dr. Joy, who's a very spirited and I think pensive lady, her radio program's on the air every day for 3 hours, and she helps lots of people all around the country and all around the world, as hopefully do we here on the Good Day program with Jennifer and Richie. Roberta back next week. Ken Kessler is at the helm of our social media, so we have lots of things cooking, as usual. Questions, answers, thoughts, exchanges of ideas. Kenny, where are we in all of that today?
Lots of people commenting on the story out of Kentucky about the 5-year-old boy who
as well
shot
as
his
should
sister.
Be. Yeah,
and we had posed the question about age limits on guns, should there be one? Several people say yes. Mm-hmm. They're looking at 18 as you should be 18 years old. Thomas and William both say that, and that should come with training. Mm-hmm. Jay disagrees. He says, no, my father taught me at the age of 8 with a shotgun how to hunt and gun safety, mm-hmm. and gun safety is the key.
Well, maybe it's the parental involvement in this. You can't on your own have a gun until you're 18, let's say, but if you have your parents to help you or sign off on it in terms of responsibility, I could understand that and maybe support it. I learned how to use a gun when I was a kid, and I was a member of the NRA when I was 17, and I shot on ranges when I was in high school. I learned how I don't own a gun, don't want a gun, but I know how to use a gun. And maybe that's part of it because of the farm and you know, having encounters with animals that I had to kill because they were trying to kill my animals. It was very unpleasant, but it was a reality. I think it's very difficult to take these things lightly. When I say that, using the tool, this weapon, which is so powerful, just to have it for fun, kind of, I don't, it's very, I mean, this is a serious responsibility. And how anyone thinks a five-year-old could handle that is just it's beyond my ability to understand. It just is.
Ryan says that there shouldn't be an age restriction, but you should have to get a permit to be a parent.
Yeah. There you go. Go to school. All right. So, Richie,
yes,
the mayor of the District of Columbia thinks that the illegals that are inhabiting our fine capital city ought to be able to have a driver's license.
Trailblazing legislation, they're calling it. Mayor Vincent Gray of Washington, D.C., the great capital of our country, has proposed the legislation that would allow illegal immigrants to obtain driver's licenses and identification cards.
Okay.
If the bill becomes law, all eligible residents, documented or not, will have the opportunity to receive a driver's license and purchase auto insurance.
Welcome to California.
Making district roads safer, says the D.C. Office of African Affairs.
Oh, it's Africans they want to give them to now?
No, I don't know, because also the D.C. City Office of Latino Affairs describes the measure as a monumental step to protect the civil rights of many undocumented
monumental
residents.
Monumental step toward craziness. And the fact that the city of Washington has an office for different ethnicity.
Yeah, that's kind of what shocked me about this.
Yeah.
So they said they've been working on it for a long time. They had a bill that was proposed, but the problem was that they believed that the two different proposals would not work well with the federal laws, so they had to rewrite it. And they're hoping that they can propose this bill and get it through today. The same day that Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley will sign into law a plan allowing residents without proof of immigration status to apply for driver's licenses. So I'm in Virginia, in Maryland and D.C., illegal immigrants, undocumented immigrants will be able to get a license.
Plus the proposal, whether you realize this or not, with regard to this immigration bill that the Gang of Eight is pushing through, most people don't know that part of this bill is to increase the number of legal immigrants allowed into the country every year from its current 1 million to 2 million year.
Here's
2 million a year. We don't have jobs for Americans. We're going to let in twice as many legal immigrants to take the low-end jobs. College graduates can't find jobs. Come on, people. Where are we waking up
Here's
to
my
this?
Thing, yes. Riddle me this, Batman.
Yes, okay.
I drive in Maryland quite a bit. Most of my family lives in Maryland. I drive in D.C. quite a bit.
Uh-huh.
The next time I get a ticket in either one of those locations,
right,
I will go to court,
uh-huh,
and I will say not guilty.
All right. Because, Spanish or English?
In English.
Yeah, I speak Spanish,
I don't know how they could answer this question. The definition of an illegal immigrant is somebody who is breaking the law, right?
Right. Yeah.
If they don't enforce that law, how can they enforce any law against me?
Good point. Yep. Good point.
I'm surprised that somebody hasn't taken up a class action suit and used that as a defense. I must be missing something.
You probably are, including last name that's McMahon. I mean, McMahon.
Or McMahon. As in Ed.
McMahon's gonzo now. He can't use him for anything. Jennifer, the two-year-old girl who has, this is an astoundingly good story.
This gives us hope.
Yeah, tell us about this young two-year-old girl in the operation.
Well, there was a two-year-old girl. She was born without a windpipe. And her parents were told basically that she was going to die. She spent her entire life in the hospital. She couldn't eat, breathe, drink, swallow on her own since she was born way back in, 2010. And they just said no hope at all. Well, there was a little hope. They took some stem cells from the little girl's name is Hannah, from her bone marrow, and extracted them with a special needle, inserted into her hip bone. They seeded them into a lab, and they were actually made into a windpipe within a week, and created this new windpipe. They put it in her, and she's able to breathe, and they think she's going to survive now. She's able to eat and drink all on her own.
Yeah, isn't that sweet?
Isn't that a great story?
Great, great story. We need more of those every day. Meanwhile, in a moment, Dr. Joy Brown will join us to try to ferret out an answer to the question that happens with so many people, guys who will not stop hitting on girls at work. If a woman, has a wedding ring on, at any rate, we'll get to that and then talk about how to love yourself all right here in a moment on Good Day.
Over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
You know, gold prices dropped $125 an ounce in one day as speculators sold a record 155 tons of paper gold in just 1 hour. That's more than the entire yearly gold production. This is only possible in a world full of paper IOUs. Central banks then rushed in to buy 55 tons of physical gold at lower prices. Not paper gold, physical gold, to put in their vault. I say, buy the dip. This could be one of the greatest buying opportunities in years. No matter how hard banksters try to manipulate the markets, gold always shines, just like I've told you over and over for years now. The reasons why are all explained in a brand new Simple Truth CD from Swiss America. Get it today. Call Swiss America 800-289-2646 now. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Seize this golden opportunity now. Call 800-289-2646 or go to buygold.com.
16 and a half for the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Now happy to have Dr. Joy Brown with us, who has always interesting comments here, there. She's an expert on communication, helping you understand how to deal with the problems in your life better, fixing things. And I want to first play you an excerpt from Wendy Williams' daytime TV program. Have you ever been on that show, Joy? You'd be a good expert.
No, I know Wendy, but I've never been on the show.
Do you like her?
Yeah.
Pretty interesting. I think she's fascinating, Frank. I like watching her. She's calmed down a lot over the last 10, 12 years. Anyway, here she is answering an audience member's question about dealing with guys at the workplace who will not stop hitting on this woman in spite of the fact that she says, "Hello, can you see my wedding ring?"
I'm a New York City correction officer.
Uh-oh.
Now, I'm married, but the guys are not respecting the ring. It's probably because I go to work just like this. I just happen to just wear a uniform. So should I dumb down my glam to back them off, or should I just say who I am? How do I do that? If they're not respecting the ring, it's because you're not being firm with how you want to be respected. There's no reason that that a woman needs to. This is perfectly acceptable. It's not over-sexualized. Of course you wear your makeup, and of course you do your hair, and of course you do your nails and keep yourself together like you are. You've got to be more firm with these people. You get disrespect from men because there are a lot of women who don't have enough of a background. Come on. You're a corrections officer. I know you got it in you.
Yes, I have it in me.
Make them respect that ring.
Yeah.
And stay cute.
All right. So, Joy.
Wow.
You have to have had questions like this over the years during your program, by the way, to deal with Joy anytime, day or night, with a question. 855-99-DR-JOY. So what do you say to somebody who has the same question that calls your radio program?
Well, yeah, you have to remember who Wendy is. Wendy is a bigger-than-life woman who has like 40,000 wigs and probably $40,000 worth of makeup.
Right.
So, you know, I see where she's coming from, and she's not wrong. But you have to remember, this is a very macho profession. And macho professions have been notorious for hitting on women. And part of it is...
You mean working at a corrections house in a jail. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, part of it is that there's sort of a tradition of men thinking this is an okay, this is just a flirtatious kind of charming way to act toward women. So, I think I would downplay the makeup to a certain extent. This is work. This is about being competent, not about being cute. So, I think she's wrong to that extent. But I think she's also correct in that people will take their cues from you. And if she says, look, I'm wearing a ring, would you want someone to treat your mother or your wife or your sister this way, that quite often will bring the issue home. Because what we need to do when we're communicating with somebody is speak their language. So the corrections officer is giving the men somewhat of a mixed message by being all dolled up. And, you know, I'm not suggesting she should go in as Miss Frump, but work, you know, I get it all the time about, guys are hitting on me, so what do you wear into work? Do you wear the same thing to work that you would wear for a date? They said, well, sometimes. I said, well, that's giving a guy a very mixed message. Do you want him to view you as an attractive woman, or do you want him to view you as a competent professional? And sometimes we really need to be aware. People do judge us by how we look. So I think Wendy, if I were just talking to this woman, I'd say, look, stand in front of a mirror and look your most professional, not your cutest, not your most feminine, not your prettiest, just your most professional. Which is clean and neat, but not sexy, no false eyelashes, maybe, you know, neutral lipstick, yeah. But also help them understand that they would not treat a woman they respected that way, their mother, their sister, their daughter, and you'd like the same respect, that you're a colleague. The other thing to do is pat one of them on the butt. That usually stops them.
Yeah. All right, let's talk for a moment, if we may. We've had a theme on and off this morning. It's not a unique theme here or anywhere else, but a lot of people do not deal with how to love themselves. And it doesn't, you know, you hear you can't love somebody else if you don't love yourself. I think that's very true. How do you go about the business of finding yourself and loving yourself?
Well, you know, the sort of classic term for it, it's one of the few terms in psychology that I think is really helpful, which is self-esteem. Mm-hmm. And self means it's not your mom, it's not your dad, it's not your teacher, it's not your spouse, it's not your boyfriend or your girlfriend, it's yourself. So it's you valuing. Esteem is a very interesting word because it's an active valuing. So you may be really a really great typist, but if you don't view typing as very important, that's not going to be a source of your self-esteem. On the other hand, if you view hitting a ball out of the ballpark as valuable, and you can do that, that's self-esteem. So I think finding ourselves, liking ourselves, and I'd rather we liked ourselves than loved ourselves, to be quite honest, because loving is very emotional, liking is very intellectual, that we find things about ourselves that we like, and we do things that we like. For example, we may help someone cross the street, or we may say a kind word to somebody, or we may control our temper, or we may compliment people, that we do things that we value. And certainly one of the ways to find those is say, how do I want someone else to treat me, and then treat someone else the same way. Also asking ourselves the sentence, if I were about to hear what I'm about to say, how would I couch it so it would be acceptable. You know, I think it's a process. And all of us have off days where we think, oh, no one loves me, no, you worms. But I think we can find the courage. And to a certain extent, it is courage, because we've taught our society to be a bunch of crybabies and, you know, and whiny people. You know, we're always telling someone else what to do. We would rather be a victim, because then people feel sorry for ourselves. So it really is a process of finding the courage in yourself.
But how then? This is a subject for another time, because we haven't got any more time here. But it's okay. You do have to find it. But the question is, how do you find it? Especially if you have had your self-esteem broken down over years of abuse from, let's say, men. How do women find that self-esteem after they've been, you know, racked by stuff that just wasn't good? I think it's food for thought. It's Dr. Joy, 855-99-DR-JOY, with any questions you'd like to have answered by her.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Life.
Don't even take a bath.
Mm-hmm. Does anybody ever get worried about snakes in their toilet?
No. Coming up in alligators sometimes.
Yeah, alligators.
When I'm in New Orleans.
All right. This is the theme from Jaws. Is anybody alive doesn't know that? John Williams. We started working on the score for this on this date in 1974. Coincidentally, it was also the first day of filming on Jaws on this date in 1974. They had to get it done before the season began in Nantucket. So they got it began.
Did I ever tell you the story about the lady from Nantucket?
Yes, in fact, you had, John.
Sucker, didn't you tell us yesterday that John Williams will score the new Star Wars movie?
Well, yeah, J.J. Abrams, the director of the new Star Wars film, says that he fully expects John Williams to return the score episode.
How old is John Williams now?
78. 77, 78.
I looked that up. He might be even a couple years older than that.
He may.
I've got to say he's one of the smartest people ever to walk the face of the planet.
Yeah. Great, great, great. And here's the interesting thing about this, Chucker. To have J.J. have the rights to use John Williams, Steven Spielberg has to sign off because he has a deal with Williams that he can only score movies that are produced by Steven Spielberg unless he gives them the okay to do something else.
He's 81.
Yeah.
You know he wrote Lost in Space theme, too?
I didn't know that. Really? Okay, we're going to have some fun here with the movie of the day.
Wow.
Chucker will have movie news in a moment, but first, before we get to that, at 55 past the hour, you have our number handy, which is 888-302-DOUG. You're going to want to have it because you're going to all want to dial that number after you hear the three clips from our movie of the day today, which got to be a slam dunk. Here's the first clue.
Death awaits you all with nasty big pointy teeth.
888-302-3684. You got it? Who's got it already?
Not yet.
All right, next clue.
I know.
Oh, Chuck goes in. Okay.
Next.
What makes you think she is a witch? Oh, she turned me into a newt. A newt.
Got better.
A newt.
Okay. I'm getting closer.
Yes, you are. No doubt to all of those things that they're talking about. 888-302-3684 is the number. If you know what this movie is, help yourself. Here's the last clue.
Now stand aside, worthy adversary. It is but a scratch. A scratch? Your arm's off. No, it isn't. Well, what's that then? I've heard worse. You lie. Come on, you pansy.
These guys are so great.
Took me a long time to appreciate them.
Yeah.
Once I did, it was really great. All right, so everybody's got it here. You got it. 888-302-3684. Call that number now. While Chucker, in a moment, brings us some movie news right after this.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
And we're back.
Yes, here we are. Chucker.
Yeah, no.
What's the meaning of life here? What's going on?
Okay, actor Kelsey Grammer, who got great notices for the Star TV show Boss, signing on to play the human villain in director Michael Bay's Transformers 4. It's a pretty good choice. He's a really good actor. The movie will star Mark Wahlberg, who takes over the franchise from Shia LaBeouf. It will be released June 27, 2014. Actor Chadwick Boseman, who currently stars as Jackie Robinson in the movie 42, reportedly the front runner to play the superhero Black Panther in the Marvel Marvel.
He's very good in 42. Very good.
Yeah, he's very good. And that character, Black Panther, could be used in Avengers 2. And one bit of TV news, TNC is officially renewed. It's Dallas reboot for a third.
Yeah.
Season. It started off slow, but drew 5 million viewers ultimately, which is a good number for TNT.
And what's the name of the movie?
Monty Python and the Meaning of Life.
Well, you're halfway
close.
There. Yeah, close. Ron's in Wichita, someplace close to that. Ron, what's the name of the movie?
That is Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
The number one movie this week in 1975. You're correct, sir. Thank you. A swell prize comes right to you. Stand by. 59 after on.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. I discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.